really two different things. One of them is our entering autos. Over the last 2 or 3 months, we've had anywhere from 15 to 20 or more entering auto. At first, you think, well, it's just people not locking their cars. Most of the time, what we're seeing is people leave their cars unlocked, sitting in their carport or their driveway. Most of the ones that we've had have had driveways or what I call an open carport that doesn't have garage doors and it's open on the side. Some people in our community have invested in the Ring door cameras or the Blink cameras, and they have been very helpful. We've had, I can't give names because they're juveniles, but we've charged over 4 people with a number of the entering autos. In fact, we're looking at 2 right now from just over the weekend, 2 counties, 2 states worth of entering autos and stealing cars. So people are leaving their key fobs in their drink holders or in their center consoles and get out and don't lock their car, or they hit their door lock thinking it's going to lock with the key fob in it, and it won't. You know, these smart cars, unless you lock it with the key fob when you get out, it's not going to lock. Haven't been seeing a lot of thefts of cell phones or computers. I think a lot of that is because they know those can be tracked.